This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
8 minutes after 11 o'clock here in Power Perspective, the final hour of the show. I am Sebenzile Nkambule. Thank you for staying with us. We are now talking about the film Kapana, a Namibian queer film, and we're joined on the line by Philip Telever, who is the producer and director of the film, as well as Adriano Fasaghi, who is the lead actor in this piece, the first of its kind for Namibia, work, in fact, that has been doing very well in places such as the Pride Film Festival in Australia, also doing very well at other festivals in Canada as well. But what does it mean, of course, for the country of Namibia and by extension broadly the region as well? Let's start with you, Philippe. Thank you for your time with us here on Power Perspective. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the film, the success of the film, a first of its kind for Namibia. Tell us a bit about the work and the success so far that the film has had.
Well, maybe just to start putting it a little bit in perspective, we are not a conventional film company. We are an NGO. And we use art to talk about social issues. And one of the social issues in Namibia, unlike in South Africa, is that sodomy is still a crime. So sodomy still being a crime, gay relationships are still sort of de facto criminalized against. And many people live in the closet. Many people don't dare living their life, living their love. And of course, it creates a whole lot of extra problem, be it HIV, be it gender-based violence, being mental health issues. So we were approached by some partners to work on this issue. And of course, it's slightly dangerous to try to do a film in a country where it's legally prohibited to talk about those issues. But the idea was to start a conversation. And we kept on trying to wonder what type of story we like to take on, since it is the first one. And I kept on having this idea of, if we have a young man, a teenager, a young man somewhere in a village who is struggling with his feeling, what type of story, what type of representation does he want to see? And we decided to make it a love story, not a fairy tale. I mean, fairy tales don't exist, but a love story, to try to give people, and especially young people who are struggling with their sexuality, a little bit of hope that actually they can love and they can be loved as well. So that's the background behind it. And it's been, as you said, very well received, which I think is partly because it's quite authentic. It's quite realistic as a story. Every story, doesn't matter if it is a gay story, a straight story, every story is complicated. I mean, to be in love is complicated. I think we all know that. You know, we all come with our baggages, we all come with our ideas, we all come with our stories. So to navigate relationships is not easy. To navigate relationships in countries where the legislation is telling you can't, it's even harder. So the idea of the film is really to talk about it. And the idea was to present those two characters, George and Simeon, as two normal people. And at the end of the day, we sort of want them to be together. They are just normal people. Why shouldn't they be allowed to love each other?
Did you toy around or you know, think about other narratives as you use art to talk about these issues? Because the story of queer people, of LGBTQIA plus people in the region, on the continent broadly, for the longest time has predominantly been that of of pain, and I suppose the work of activists as well is to highlight to people the levels of injustice, the levels of pain and struggle and human rights violations and all sorts of things. But we are definitely seeing a shift towards showing the normalcy, as you say, of humans who love one another and have their own challenges as any other human beings have. Did you engage these other issues as you thought about putting together this story, this love story?
Yes, we did a lot of research in the beginning, and we interviewed a lot of people who belong to the LGBTQI+ community locally, and a lot of stories were not so happy ending type of stories. But I believe representation is important. And as much as dramas are real, I don't think it's always right to have the first. I mean, if it was the second or third or fourth movie, it would be different. But as a first movie, to have your first representation, the first thing you might see as something being negative, when you're already struggling, when you maybe a bit scared about what you feel and whom you feel it for, I don't think it would be right. I think the first message that you might be exposed to has to be a positive message. It has to bring you a little bit of hope that your life doesn't have to be a misery because you're gay or lesbian, but that you're worthy of love and you're worthy of meeting someone that will deserve you at one stage and that you will deserve.
Absolutely. Let's bring in the lead actor in the film, Adriano Fisachi, who's joining us now on the line as well. It's good to have you on the show, Adriano. Good evening.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. It is such an honor.
How are you feeling about this work? As an artist, as an actor, you've been doing this for quite some time. What does this particular role mean for you?
So, as an actor, I'm quite overwhelmed by the reception of the film. Also, seeing how it's being received, not only locally but now the fact that it's doing an African tour and having done an entire global tour, especially in the USA. And also being back at another festival in the USA, I think as an actor, this is overwhelmingly good and gives us so much hope because of the narrative and what this film really depicts. The film really shares so many aspects. And I think that the queer narrative is not necessarily always about, you know, the identity that just comes with it being queer, but normalizing it. And playing this character who first and foremost, you know, comes with so much stigma of their sexuality, but there's HIV/AIDS involved here. There's a lot of cultural beliefs. There's a lot of discrimination involved in all of this. So this character for me as an actor has allowed me to dive in and really tell it as authentic as possible. I think what Philippe also really brought to the forefront is telling the story in such a dignified manner, because many a times when you hear of queer stories, you always hear of police brutality, you hear of the beatings and, you know, the church's involvement and, you know, this you're going to hell narrative. And here we are, you know, coming from a country like Namibia of 2.5 million people, and we're telling a story very unconventional, you know, stepping on toes and also stepping on legislation to really say, hey, maybe it's about time that we really start tabling this and we really start, you know, just normalizing a basic human right. Because at the end of the day, whatever someone's sexuality is defined as a creative, I'm so proud to really bring this character to life and tell the story as authentic as possible.
What were the most challenging aspects of telling the story, Adriano? And maybe offer us a window into how you prepare for characters, how you take them on.
Yeah.
And having to navigate, you know, all sorts of aspects and all sorts of qualities as well, some easier than others perhaps to deal with.
Yeah. I need to say this, you know, my director has always created such a safe space. And I think, you know, creating a safe space for two men to comfortably be uncomfortable, but be comfortable is what he really did. And the fact that we did rehearse prior to shooting has allowed for me to really dive into this character. It was quite challenging in terms of the vulnerability that I had to bring to playing George, because you know, I am a colored Namibian, you know, and here he is. I'm playing, you know, an insurance broker whose family has accepted. And many times, you know, the acceptance comes with so much trials prior to that. And having to really depict that of George's life was quite challenging for me. And somehow I had to really find, you know, the battles that I personally have been battling with in different aspects, and really bring this to the forefront. And that perhaps would have been, you know, as a colored, what my struggles were, and really bringing this to the character that I play as George. So I could really, you know, support and bring that to the forefront. I think being an ally of the movement for me personally, I wouldn't say made it easier, but having to navigate and understand perhaps what it's like living with HIV was one of the difficult things for me to do. And like Philippe said, this film is really about love. And when you really talk about, you know, a beautiful love story and the happy ever after and this fairy tale, how do you really depict that in an authentic manner? So I gained a little bit of weight just to, you know, make this guy look like he is an insurance broker and, you know, life is really good. And what Philippe really brought with these two characters is that there's not this dependency, because, you know, I come from a better background, which we tend to find in the queer community, that, oh, I'm willing to just, you know, have unprotected sex or protected sex with someone, or, you know, why did he get HIV, you know? So All of these, I had to navigate and find the space which Philippe has allowed me as a character and as an actor to really dive into, to bring the character to life.
My guests this evening are lead actor for the film Kapan Adriano Fisahi, as well as Philippe Talavera, who is producer and director of the film Kapana, a first for Namibia, a queer film as well. And we are just getting a sense of what this work has meant, and of course what they hope it will achieve for the queer community in that country. Jump in on 0861-987-000. It's 20 after 11.
Power Perspective with Sebenzile Ngambule. Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight on Power 98.7.
Philippe, how has the film been received in Namibia? And as you continue to do this work using art to talk about these issues, what are the sort of spaces that you're hoping can in fact be created in that place, of course, notwithstanding the fact that the laws are not reformed or transformed to the point where queer people can be, you know, free, perhaps free if you compared to here in South Africa, as open, of course, depending on where you are, as they are here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, I mean, the film has been fairly well received in Namibia, but we had to navigate through the COVID-19 regulations. So unfortunately, it meant as well that we couldn't show it as often and to as many people as we wanted. Because very often when we were having a chance to show it, when it was in the cinema, for example, we were limited to 50 people per showing. So in all honesty, it has been slower than we would have expected, but it's just because of the regulation we had around COVID-19. For those who have seen it, we had most of the time good feedback. And what I'm particularly interested in is to be able to have a screening followed by a Q&A, because I think the whole point is to actually start a discussion. You can be for, you can be against. It's all right, provided that you accept to talk about it, and provided that you accept to listen to what someone else can say. So the screenings that for me have been the most successful have been the screening when we could have a Q&A after with the audience. And I'm thinking particularly about one screening we had in the location in Katutura, that I was a little bit nervous about having an open air screening in the location, wondering how people would receive it. And actually, the Q&A was fantastic after. And we had really, really good feedback and really good questions and really good comments and people arguing, but arguing in a positive and constructive way. So that for me was the best. Mm. I think to come to the larger question, we all know that changing legislation, especially in Namibia, takes forever. So it's not a work that that will be done overnight. Hopefully, what we hope to contribute is to get people to talk more about it and to talk about it in a way that is more positive, so that when eventually we are ready to maybe change the legislation, people won't oppose. I mean, there will always be some people who are against, but hopefully there will be enough people who are for that when the time is right, the legislation can change.
Were there any fears that you had, Philippe, about backlash from communities or even backlash from the state because of this work?
Yes, definitely. And one of the strategies we had earlier on was to say we should put a film to some festivals. Of course, we didn't know if some festival would accept it or not, but we were hoping that some festival would accept it and that maybe would even win some prizes, because as much as some people can be against and can maybe close door, Namibians, generally speaking, like when we have awards. So we thought if we could get some festival and some awards, it would protect the film. And then to be too late to sort of censor the film. So that has worked quite well because it's been quite well received in various festivals. So I think now the work as a piece of work is protected. But honestly, we didn't get much backlash. I mean, we had a few negative comments on Facebook or Instagram a couple of times, but overall we didn't have too many negative comments about the work done. I was almost expecting a little bit more of those, so I'm quite glad there were not too many. A couple of the actors involved have been criticized by their family for being involved, but overall it has been rather smooth, or let's put it that way, as smooth as it can be with such a topic.
Finally, for you, Philippe, and then I'll wrap it up with Adriano. What are you hoping this will do for your activism, for your advocacy work in Namibia through this work? As you say, you are looking forward to, and even as you reflect on the few opportunities you've had to have a screening and have conversation, you're hoping to do a lot more of that. But how else are you looking to use this work to create social change?
Well, I think different level. One of the level, maybe to echo as well what Adriano said, is that it's not an issue that is only for Namibia. In a lot of Africa, unfortunately, the queer community is discriminated against, and in many African countries, unfortunately, the legislation is not right. So I'm quite glad already that the film is not being shown only in Namibia and in South Africa, but it will be shown in countries such as Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria. So hopefully it will also contribute to the wider discussion, not just in Namibia, but in various African countries, about rights of queer people. And hopefully it can maybe motivate some more people to get involved and to produce more films in other countries. I think it's a narrative, an African narrative, that has not been told enough. Or as you mentioned earlier, when it has been told as a drama. So hopefully it will encourage maybe more filmmakers and more storytellers to tackle those issues, because the more narrative we can have, the stronger the movement will be, and not just in Namibia. In Namibia, obviously, we hope more and more people can see it, but we're quite conscious it is just one step in the right direction. There's more that is needed, more narrative to be told, more story to be discussed, whether it is with other film, whether it is with theater play, whether it is with dance pieces, I mean, it doesn't matter. As long as we can have more people getting involved and talking about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Philippe. Adriano, as you've mentioned, you're an ally as well. This work is important for you. How will this inform the work that you do going forward, and maybe also you can speak to the point that Philippe made about as actors as well, getting backlash as well from families who perhaps with other stories they were able to separate you at the work, but with this issue not so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. With this issue, there's a lot of questions. And, you know, the church, especially when we had our first premiere, you know, you had some people who left, you know, like, so in a local vernac, there's this Morphe word. And this word, which is in Oshibambo, which is called Omashenge. So they were like, oh, Tarao film, look at this Omashenge film, which is similar to directing, saying this is a Morphe film. So why would a heterosexual man watch this? So there was a lot of questions around that. And as an actor, I believe that, like Nina Simone says, you know, rightfully, we must represent the current state of our times. And that through our acting, if unfortunately, you know, we can't be toy-toying in the street. Mm. So I personally believe my work speaks for the current situation of what we go through. And that's why we express ourselves either through theater or through film in terms of what the world goes through. I personally believe that this film is here to touch on so many people, and especially that queer child that sits at home not knowing, how do I come out? How do I face, you know, the challenges of perhaps having to then go back into a relationship dealing with the HIV/AIDS aspect of that. And, the backlash, I think, yes, if people talk about it, good. But, you know, let it not be something that deters you from having to go watch the film and really, understand that this is a beautiful narrative and it can happen to anyone. Because at the end of the day, I feel with this character of George that they didn't choose, you know, to just wake up one day and magically say, hey, I'm a queer and a gay guy. No, that's just how they are. And, you know, that's just who they are. Yeah.
Who should go out and watch this film, Adriano?
Everybody. In all honesty, everybody. Although there's a parental guidance to it, I really believe, you know, that everybody should watch this film. If you're above 18, 16, go watch it. There's something for each and every person, because there's a relationship between, you know, these two different cultures that mix. And, you know, normally we would always watch this in the context of a heterosexual relationship, but here these two men are, you know, I think the fact that, you know, at least in South Africa next month, people can go out and really watch the film at the Garden Route Film Festival. That for me personally is such a major thing, because it maybe that sheds a light on in terms of constitutionalizing the rights of humans and saying that all Namibians are equal and perhaps all South Africans are equal, because the queer narrative, you know, like Philippe said, is different in different countries. You know, my very first time in South Africa was such a wow when I saw two men hold hands and, you know, two women being able to hold hands. But back home, that's like, yo, that's taboo. You can't do that. So it's that type of thing, you know. So I believe this film is for everybody.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I certainly wish you well in the work, and that it's well received throughout as well. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.